Welcome to Journal Club for October 27th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. If you've ever tried to train a deep neural network, you've probably spent a lot of time waiting. Waiting for training, waiting for boosting, waiting for validation runs. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Why is that? Well, remember in school when you learned matrix multiplication and you had to do it by hand? Remember how long it took, how tedious it is? Well, yeah, your computer feels the same way. The crux of the problem here are MACs, multiply accumulate operations, in which matrix multiplication is an integral part. MACs are what the machine is doing, and MACs are what's taking so long. And time is money. All this waiting is expensive, so the whole world is looking for any way to speed up this process. We could train larger models with deeper layers and more convolutions and more parameters if we could just figure out how to multiply matrices faster. Right now, our best bet is hardware. Specialized chips and processing units that are tuned for just this purpose. Traditional CPUs designed for general purpose tasks aren't optimized for the highly parallel compute-heavy demands of deep neural networks. They lack the bandwidth and the number of cores needed to handle these operations efficiently, making them bottlenecks for training. This paper presents a detailed examination of the latest alternatives to the traditional CPU. Specialized hardware accelerators designed to dramatically reduce the time and cost of training DNNs, promising not only speed, but also new levels of efficiency. Before we jump into the hardware options, we're going to need some context. So let's go deeper on some of the key concepts here. Deep neural networks, DNNs, spiking neural networks, SNNs, and multiply accumulate operations, MACs. A deep neural network, DNN, is a graph-based computational model composed of interconnected layers of artificial neurons. Each neuron in a DNN applies a specific weight to input data and passes the result through an activation function like a rectified linear unit, a hyperbolic tangent, or any of many others. Each activation function transforms raw values into output that drives the downstream layers. DNNs can vary in topology with types like convolutional neural networks, CNNs, excelling at image tasks, while recurrent networks excel at sequential data. As DNNs get larger and larger, they demand more and more memory bandwidth to shuttle parameters from the storage to processing units, and compute power for large-scale MACs. In contrast, spiking neural networks, SNNs, adopt a time-dependent, event-driven approach designed to mimic the action potentials or spikes observed in biological neurons. Neurons in SNNs only fire discrete binary spikes if their membrane potential, which accumulates over time, crosses a threshold. This time-dependent nature allows SNNs to capture spatio-temporal data, which is essential for applications where temporal patterns matter, such as sensory processing in robotics or real-time signal interpretation, etc. SNNs require hardware capable of operating in discrete events rather than continuous calculations, and this takes specialized hardware like the neuromorphic chips we'll talk about later. Multiply accumulate operations, MACs, are fundamental to neural network computation as they drive the matrix multiplication processes that transform inputs into outputs across neural layers. In matrix multiplication, each element of the resulting matrix is calculated by taking a row from one matrix, for example, a set of neuron activations, and multiplying it element-wise by a corresponding column from another matrix, for example, a set of weights, then accumulating or summing these products to produce a single value. For instance, in convolutional neural networks, remember those are the ones that are good at image processing, convolutional layers perform MAC operations on pixel values and kernel weights, accumulating results to detect features in an image like edges and textures. In deep neural networks, DNNs, the computational load of MAC operations increases rapidly with network depth and width, as each neuron must compute multiple MACs for all of its connections. All right, with that under our belt, now we can turn back to this research, which again is about hardware acceleration of MACs for the purpose of building bigger and better DNNs and SNNs faster. In this paper, the authors overview the various types of hardware acceleration available today, treating the acceleration for DNNs differently than for SNNs. For DNNs, they dive into the following types of accelerators: CPU, GPU, NPU, and CIM. For SNNs, they explore something called a neuromorphic chip. Let's walk through the DNN acceleration options first, then cover the SNN neuromorphic chips. CPU acceleration. CPUs, or central processing units, serve as the name implies, the main processors in computers, providing general-purpose computing capabilities that make them versatile, but limited in parallelism. CPUs contain multiple arithmetic logic units, ALUs, and a cache hierarchy, allowing them to perform well with sequential tasks that rely on complex branching and instruction-level parallelism. However, CPUs are limited in processing massive parallel workloads, such as those typical in DNNs, where thousands of neurons need to perform max simultaneously. To address this, some CPUs use in-cache computation, placing auxiliary MAC units within the cache memory to reduce latency and energy costs from data movement. These kinds of enhanced CPUs actually handle lightweight neural networks quite well, especially those with high sparsity in their operations. But they still fall short in high-performance deep learning applications where much more parallelism is required. For those, we need one of the next options. GPU acceleration. GPUs, or graphical processing units, are designed to handle highly parallelizable tasks and have become a primary choice for deep learning acceleration. Originally developed for graphics rendering, GPUs use single instruction multiple data SIMD and high bandwidth memory such as GDDR6 or HBM to handle concurrent data processing. GPUs are highly versatile, supporting numerous data formats from FP32 to INT4 and can process both memory-bound and compute-bound neural networks efficiently. However, GPUs have high thermal design power, TDP, which means they draw a ton of power. This limits their ability to be used on the edge or in embedded systems. When it comes to GPUs, the 800-pound gorilla is obviously NVIDIA as a public-facing brand, but really, in my opinion, two other companies are primarily responsible for the technological and production line innovations that underlie the GPU revolution we're all witnessing right now. Those are a Taiwanese company called TSMC and their supplier, a Dutch company called ASML. NPU acceleration. Neural processing units, NPUs, are ASIC-based accelerators optimized for deep learning tasks, particularly those involving MACs. As a reminder, ASICs are application-specific integrated circuits, meaning they are custom-designed chips built to perform specialized tasks with high efficiency but no generalizability. So when I say NPUs are ASIC-based, that just means they're custom-designed chips just for this purpose. Okay. NPUs use architectures like systolic arrays where processing elements, PEs, are configured in grids that continuously flow data through the network. This allows NPUs to compute convolutions with minimized data movement, meaning they're literally minimizing the distances the bits need to move around in physical space. NPUs, such as the TPU from Google, typically incorporate register-based data paths and on-chip memory hierarchies that drastically reduce the need for off-chip memory access. All this boosts efficiency even higher. NPUs are suited for compute-bound tasks due to their high throughput for fixed function operations. However, they generally have lower memory bandwidth compared to GPUs, making them less effective for memory-bound models. NPUs are effective for specific applications but lack the flexibility to handle the wide range of data formats that GPUs do. CIM acceleration. Compute-in-memory, CIM, architectures address the latency and power consumption associated with frequent memory accesses by integrating processing elements within or adjacent to memory units. But there's a distinction to be drawn between digital CIM and analog CIM. Digital CIM units often use high bandwidth memory, like HBM2, where processing occurs close to memory banks. Analog CIM units leverage on-chip memories like SRAM or some of the newer concepts like non-volatile memories like RRAM for MAC operations. CIM as a whole is highly efficient for memory-bound tasks where data transfer latency dominates, but analog CIMs are limited to integer operations and often lack the precision and reliability of digital processing. For example, all RAM-based analog CIMs have shown improvements in energy efficiency and computation density, but can be affected by noise, requiring techniques like time domain interfaces, TDIs, to improve reliability. To put all these options together, CPUs offer broad flexibility, but fall short on parallelism. GPUs provide excellent parallel processing, but consume significant power. NPUs, while powerful for compute-bound tasks, are less flexible and generally optimized for fixed-function operations with specific data formats. And CIM architectures are highly efficient for memory-bound tasks, with analog CIMs achieving high power efficiency at the cost of limited precision, and digital CIMs offering robust performance but with higher area requirements. Each accelerator type offers distinct advantages, and optimal performance depends on the application and model requirements. What do you need the hardware to be good at? What is your process currently being bound by? CPU? Memory? Power? The answers to all these questions will help you figure out the type of hardware acceleration that makes the most sense for your project. Now, before we conclude, let's dive into the type of acceleration available for SNNs, spiking neural networks, that is, neuromorphic chips. Neuromorphic chips are hardware architectures designed to mimic biological neural processes, and this is essential for supporting event-based SNNs. Neuromorphic chips adopt a fundamentally different structure from von Neumann architectures. Von Neumann architectures traditionally separate memory and processing through a bus system, which leads to bottlenecks when large amounts of data need to transfer between the CPU and memory. Neuromorphic chips, in contrast, integrate memory and processing locally within each neuron. This eliminates the concept of bus bottlenecks because it allows neurons to process and store data within the same hardware component. The bits don't need to go anywhere. There are two main types of these chips, event-based and non-event-based. Event-based neuromorphic chips only activate when a threshold is crossed, while non-event-based variants continuously process data. Event-based processing is the method that supports highly efficient computation for sparse data patterns. That's the part that's relevant for SNNs. So when you think spiking neural network, SNN, think event-based neuromorphic chip. And there you have it. Now you're up to speed on the bleeding edge of hardware acceleration for deep learning. That was a lot. A whole lot. If you're like me, you learned a ton. I, for one, had no idea what a neuromorphic chip was before I read this paper, and I had to go digging up facts on it just to write this. One thing to note before I go. There are a whole bunch of chip schematic diagrams and other visuals in this paper that are worth checking out if you're interested in this kind of thing. So definitely grab the PDF if you want to see any of that. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.